And the epistle for this midnight mass of Christmas is taken from the letter of St. Paul to St. Titus. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please rise for the Holy Gospel, which is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This enrolling was first made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching, and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone around them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude in the heavenly army, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel, please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Ave Maria, Puissima. We celebrate this first of the three masses of Christ's Nativity in honor of his three births, commemorating in this midnight mass how he was born likewise, in the cold, and a night 2,000 years ago in a stable at Bethlehem. We will then celebrate the Mass at dawn in honor and commemoration of his birth into our hearts, as he is then announced to the shepherds. And then likewise the third Mass, the Mass of the day, in which we commemorate his eternal birth in the bosom of his Father, contemplating the Gospel, the prologue of St. John. And so we accompany our Lord tonight. All of you, I could not be more proud of you. How our community has grown, how we've been blessed by our Lord in this very difficult year, 2020, both filled with many surprises. And despite them, we have grown in the grace of God. That we took it as a challenge, as we meditated together, as I instructed you, and when things first shut down, that we should, that our grace is always sufficient for us, that our Lord never leaves his orphans. That even in the absence of times of the reception of the sacraments, we are to still practice the virtue of penance and still long to receive our Lord by spiritual communion. And hopefully through that trial, it strengthened us so that we are spiritually stronger, that we walk more by faith than by sight, and more immovable and fixed in the love of God. And so this year has taught us to not take our liberties for granted, and likewise to make good use of them, right? We live in a world which more and more in chaos. We hear about a crisis everywhere, and yet we realize that that we are the church militant, that we are here for a purpose. We are here to spread the good news. As our Lord commanded us, go unto the ends of the earth. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. That's the only goal in this life, is to get through it and get to our heavenly home. Here we have no lasting home. And as crazy as this year has been, it helps us appreciate even more the mystery of our Lord's birth amongst us, as we contemplate in this Mass the historical circumstances, right? As we likewise dim the lights to recall that our Lord, the King of Heaven, the splendor of the Father, who was born amongst us, was born who have no room for him in the inn. This hopefully we can identify when we realize that in spite of all of this, then and why does he choose that? St. Thomas explains, saying that he chose to be born in the night, in the darkness, to remind us that he is the light of the world. That we are looked to him for our light, for our life, to receive that warmth of his divine love. Likewise, that he's born in a time of captivity for the people of God. Remind us again, we are but pilgrims and sojourners on this earth. And here we're just trying to make it through to get to heaven, to never take our eyes off the prize. And so we recall how he chooses the weak things of this world to shame the strong. That he whom we contemplated in the prophecies of Isaiah, who would come as God, the mighty, the everlasting, the Prince of Peace, comes as a tender babe. And that he comes in the humblest form. And that it will be this humble babe who will then conquer the world by his love and his truth. And so we recall that Christendom was established, the kingdom of God has been established on earth and has spread to millions and millions and millions of souls throughout these last 2,000 years. That as the extension of this kingdom, the mystical body of Christ in the world, we've conquered so many pagan empires. We've triumphed over a world in crisis, over families in crisis, over personal crisis. That the grace of God is always with us, Emmanuel, he is with us. God is with us all days, even unto the consummation of the world. And we're reminded that in these moments too, when we feel our emptiness, we're filled with fear, anxiety, uncertainty, as we hear in the epistle today, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and justice and sanctification and redemption. He is our wisdom. He is our holiness. Hopefully throughout all of Advent, you know, we had a chance to empty ourselves, to make room for him, and experience our emptiness, right? That we are not satisfied, that we do need a redeemer, that we're not comfortable trying to make this our everlasting home. And so we have a peace in Christ, right, which the world cannot give, and therefore cannot take away. Thing to meditate upon. Christ is our peace. And if we have him, as St. Teresa says, he who possesses God wants for nothing. God alone suffices. And so it reminds us of the most important thing in life, namely life himself. He who declared himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. And so, as amidst all the adverse circumstances on his temporal birth into this world, likewise, in the adverse circumstances of our day, nonetheless, we hear the angels rejoicing. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. He continues to announce that good news to us. So let us resolve to before the crib, to always seek God first and make Christ the king of our lives. As it's no surprise, the tumult in the world, the crisis, whether in our personal life, family life, society, it all stems from not seeking first the kingdom of God. St. Augustine said, two loves have built two kingdoms. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of joy, is built by the denying of oneself, and the love of God, even to the denying of oneself. Whereas the city of man, the worldly kingdom, the kingdom of disorder, of selfishness, of sin, is built by the despising of the love of self, even to the despising of God. So let us seek first his kingdom. He is the solution, right? He is the truth, he is the way to everlasting peace. And no one can ever take him away from us, only our sin. That's the only thing we should truly fear in this life. As St. Paul says, who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or persecution, or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are put to death all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things, we overcome because of him that hath loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor might, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us.